From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shay Stevens. President Obama says his administration will work to get the Gulf region back on its feet from the devastating impact of the oil spill. NPR's Debbie Elliott reports.
President Obama tried to sound an optimistic tone as he met with local businesses and toured response efforts in Mississippi and Alabama. He acknowledged the Gulf oil spill won't be cleaned up overnight and said it will take time to recover.
But I promise you this, that things are going to return to normal. This region that's known a lot of hardship will bounce back just like it's bounced back before. We are going to do everything we can 24/7 to make sure that communities get back on their feet.
The president said the White House has had a constructive conversation with BP to improve the claims process so that people who file for loss of income are dealt with justly, fairly, and promptly. Debbie Elliott, NPR News, Orange Beach, Alabama.
At an event in one of the New Orleans' iconic oyster houses, Louisiana Governor Bobby Jindal told the crowd to support both the state's oil industry and its famous restaurant business. NPR's Yuki Noguchi reports.
For a century, the Acme Oyster House has been serving clients in this busy area of the city's famous French Quarter. At a sober rally promoting the restaurant business, Jindal joined New Orleans Mayor Mitch Landrieu and many of the city's best-known restaurant owners. Despite constant reminders of oil washing up in nearby waters, Jindal called for the government to stop its moratorium on offshore drilling.
The fact that federal agencies are not doing their job shouldn't cost thousands of Louisianians our jobs.
He also called on people to keep eating local seafood to support that industry. Some chefs in attendance said prices have gone up at least 25% since the rig's explosion. Yuki Noguchi, NPR News, New Orleans.
Waters have receded across Oklahoma City, where neighborhoods are washed out by flash floods. Crews made a rad rush to rescue people stuck in their flooded-out cars by clinging to trees. There have been no immediate reports of injuries, but major roads were shut down. Deputy Chief Mark Woodard said he's never seen anything like it.
We just normally don't have this type of flooding. We have a small amount of flooding, but this type, you know, we've had 8 inches in a two-hour period. That's just kind of unheard of around here.
Another storm in the coming days could dump up to 4 more inches of rain there this week. The U.S. Forest Service says it's looking into ways to improve communication to remote campsites. Campers apparently didn't get weather warnings before flash floods swamped a campground in Arkansas on Friday, killing at least 20 people. Many of the victims were sleeping when the floodwaters arrived. On Wall Street, the Dow Industrials lost 20 points to close at 10,190. The Nasdaq gained a fraction of a point to close at 2,243. This is NPR News. The UN Security Council says it will continue consultations over the dispute on the Korean Peninsula. The council is expressing grave concern over the March 26th sinking of a South Korean ship, leaving almost 4 dozen sailors dead. The South took the matter to the Security Council for a response. North Korea denies Seoul's claims that it fired a torpedo at the ship. 28 jail inmates have died in a gun battle followed by a mass stabbing in Mexico. James Blear says this report from Mexico City.
Mexican authorities say the killings happened within the prison of Mazatlan. The city is the capital of the northwestern state of Sinaloa, which is plagued by Mexico's drug war. A spokesman said the gun battle waged between prisoners was the result of a feud between jailed drug cartel rivals. 3 police officers were wounded trying to restore order. An assault rifle and pistols found afterwards are being ballistically tested. Several hours later, 8 more inmates were stabbed to death in the same jail as the violence reignited. U.S. authorities often request extradition for powerful drug cartel leaders because some Mexican jails are not able to cope with their undiminished influence and recourse to violence, even from behind bars. For NPR News, I'm James Blears in Mexico City.
A U.S. Marine who served 4 years in prison for the killing of an Iraqi man in 2006 has been released. The conviction of Sergeant Lawrence Hutchins was overturned in April after a military court at Camp Pendleton said he did not receive a fair trial. The Navy is appealing that decision. Prosecutors say Hutchins led a group of Marines who killed a man in the town of Hamadia when then planted evidence to make the victim appear to be an insurgent. I'm Shay Stevens. This is NPR News.